Questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, ow, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn.
It certainly is, and this morning we're chatting to Dr. Marta Esteles, who is a research fellow at the Faculty of Education and Social Work here at the University of Auckland. Kia ora, Marta, how are you today?
Kia ora, Rachel. I'm good, thank you.
It's lovely to chat to you and about some really interesting research that you've been doing, setting up something called Arts Beyond Borders, which is a collection of resources for students and teachers alike to kind of, I guess, help deal with a post-COVID world and how we kind of use imagination to think beyond the issue of borders. Do you want to tell us a little bit more about this? It sounds like a fascinating project.
Yes, thank you very much for inviting me to this corridor. Yes, and the Arts Beyond Borders is a project that we have developed from the Center for Arts and Social Transformation, and basically, what we wanted is to provide resources for teachers to engage young people in global social justice issues through the arts. We were basically a group of educational scholars and teachers from very different countries. And one thing that we had all in common and that brought us together is that we were not very happy with the way that social justice issues are usually addressed at schools.
Mm-hmm.
Because they are often taught in a very superficial way or avoiding conflict, or they are, you know, taught in a very disconnected way from a student's life. So we just wanted to design some resources that will avoid all these issues.
Totally. I think that's something that everybody can probably agree with, the way we talk about anything to do with contemporary social issues or even historical ones, anything that touches on political gets quite fraught in schools very quickly. But it's so important that kids have a way to access this information and help understand what's going on in the world, because particularly in a digital age, everybody's online and you're seeing stuff, so you need to be able to unpack it. Why the arts? Why is that something that you've looked at as a way to help people unpack or understand some of these big social problems?
Well, mostly because the arts connect very well with young people's lives. They are a form of communication that they are very used to. So, for example, music or drama. It depends on visual arts, film. And they are way more used to those modes of communication than, you know, through sometimes formal writings or formal reading. And we wanted to make the most of those mediums, and also because the arts really help us imagine other possibilities, and we love that idea of imagining other futures, because that's exactly what we need, and we need to imagine other forms of social action to really handle all these issues. So I thought that the arts in that sense provided a very powerful sort of method.
Absolutely. And that's a really interesting conversation that we see, I think, at the moment, particularly when it comes to climate change and the discussions around that. There's a really big push to think about hopefulness in that space, because if we just get stuck on how terrible everything is, it's a pretty dark spiral to go down.
Absolutely.
But if we have hope, and if we have some sort of sense that collectively we can make some differences here, I mean, that's really significant for actually changing things. And arts is a fantastic way of broaching that gap. I wanted to know a wee bit about the resources that you've got on the website at the moment, because they seem really well catered to school age kids. Do you want to tell us a wee bit about what you've got there?
Yeah, for sure. So we have four teaching units at the moment. They are for secondary education, and one of them is about decolonization, another one about violence against women, gender inequality issues, another one about indigenous rights, and the last one about the refugee crisis.
Mm-hmm.
And we are going to launch in the next couple of weeks as well another one about global citizenship from a Maori perspective, and in the next following months about homelessness in Aotearoa, New Zealand. And the website also contains like a section with advice for teachers to help them, well, with some strategies to deal with well, how do I deal with controversial issues in the classroom, which is something quite daunting for teachers, no? Yeah, we have that section for them with some strategies, professional development. And finally, we have a section with picture books, which has like a large research-based selection of picture books that foster conversations around different social justice issues.
This sounds like a really brilliant collection of resources. I think particularly also having those things there to support teachers is really great, because it is very difficult sometimes for teachers to put themselves in the position of being the person to explain these things to students, particularly when they are perhaps controversial or they have quite polarised political opinions around them. I'm thinking at the moment about the very problematic bills coming through in Florida about the Don't Say Gay bill, which, you know, that shouldn't be even really up for debate, but you've got teachers who are put in this very vulnerable position where, you know, they're kind of ostracised for trying to do anything that seems problematic in the eyes of the state there. I wondered what kind of research you'd been doing to sort of find what teachers were wanting when it comes to support for teaching these things. How did you go about working out what it is teachers felt like they needed here?
Yeah, well, that's a good question. We have been saying that teachers don't feel that they are very well trained to deal with all these issues. So obviously this is something that goes beyond Arts Beyond Borders, but we have seen that teacher education programs often don't have any courses to help them deal with this. So that's a very important thing. And in terms of resources, of course, not having many educational resources that will provide you some pedagogical support, that also makes a big difference. But another thing that teachers really feel that is very important for them is just having like some support from the educational leaders, like principals, and having that support from the school.
Yeah.
Because obviously this is a part of the curriculum. The New Zealand curriculum fosters that teachers deal with all these issues in the class. And, you know, one of the aims of the curriculum is that we foster young people to be critical citizens and active citizens. And it's like, okay, but how do you want people to do all this, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, there are quite a few things that we still need to do, but I guess providing resources for teachers is one big important step as well.
It sounds like such interesting and significant research. Thank you so much for chatting with us about it, Dr. Marta Estelis, this morning. If people want to go find out more, or this sounds like something that they might be interested in using in their own classroom, if they're a teacher perhaps, there's the website is artsbeyondborders.org, and it has got some amazing resources up there. Thank you very much for your time. Have a great rest of your Tuesday.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye. That was Ready, Steady, Learn, thanks to the University of Auckland, the best university. Oh.